وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانا وأفصحها بيانا فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله. الحمد لله that Allah سبحانه وتعالى created us and made us Muslims. He guided us because He wants that light of Iman to be in our hearts. Allah سبحانه وتعالى did not create us for no wisdom. Allah created the creation because He wants His creation to know Him. Allah likes someone praising Him. Isn't that? Human beings, they like people to praise them. But it's not necessary for us because we are sinners. We do a lot of mistakes. When people praise us, it shows shaitan is coming there in our end. When you've been praised, you become to get more arrogance and more pride. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He is the one to be praised. Allah wants us to praise Him. And if we don't praise Him, we are sinners. So what do you think Allah created a human being for? What? Praising Him. To praise Him, that's it. Nothing else. To praise Him through worshipness. To praise Him through prayers. To praise Him in every moment in our lives. Not to praise our wives. Or wives praise their husbands. Or husbands praise their children. Allah said in Holy Quran, وَلَا تَزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't praise yourself. Don't try to find something that people can say, oh, you are so and so, you are good, you are... No! You want Allah to say you are good. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah specified some people. If you can be like them, it's okay. The door is open. These awliyaullah, sincere, pious people, that they must not fear anything or must not be sad. Allah praised them. And Allah praised mu'min, where he said, العزة لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. He said, dignity or praises is for Allah, for Prophet and the believers, mu'min. Not every Muslim is a mu'min. لا تقولوا آمنا بل قولوا أسلم. Allah said in Holy Quran. Don't say to yourself that you are mu'min, say you are Muslim. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Until Iman enters into your heart, then you can say you are mu'min. Today everyone thinks he is a mu'min. No, no. We are not. We didn't reach that level. We hope, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that level. Why not? But we have to work hard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation to praise Him, not only human beings. Every species on this world, in this universe, is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He said in Holy Quran, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحًا. Everything, every atom, every smaller than atom, Allah mentioned in Holy Quran, وَلَا أَصْغَرَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ. Even smaller than atom. Now they found in science that there is smaller than an atom. They call it strings. Smaller than an atom. Before they were saying the smallest is atom. Allah 1500 years said in Holy Quran there is smaller than an atom. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah revealed to him. Now they are finding that. So Allah is saying smaller than an atom even is praising Him. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything, every smallest thing, praises Him and make tahmid and tasbih. But you cannot understand it. You understand your language. You understand yourself, but you cannot understand others. But there are some, they can understand others. You think, you can understand the language of fish when they make tasbih? No. But there are some people, they can speak with the fish and whales and what's the other, dolphins. They have these small whistles. How these people can know where are they are naked? And they are playing with the dolphins and whales and making the whales who are very, very violent, wild, to make them to be friendly with them. And they are naked, going into these pools naked. And they can speak with whales and speak with fishes and speak with all these animals. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincere servant, pious people, cannot have a whistle to speak with everyone. Allah gave whistles, but not the whistle that they are using. It's a spiritual whistle. If those can, with their whistle, can they, and they speak with the animals naked. Pious people, believer, cannot have whistle to speak with everyone heart. O Muslim, let us not be in the dark. As many people, they put us in the dark. That, oh, there is no such thing. No, there is such thing. Allah gave you the universe. Say, this is for you, not for me. I'm not in need for it. Take it. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَنْ تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. O jinn and ins, if you can penetrate through this universe, the atmosphere of this universe, do it. Reach the skies, reach the universe, reach wherever you want. You need a vehicle. Allah gave us the vehicle. It's not a spaceship. They have a spaceship. Allah would not give you a space, spiritual heavenly spaceship to go there? Why not? Allah is saying, you can do that. I'm giving you permission, in Holy Quran, I'm giving you permission, do it. But you need a vehicle. What is the vehicle? لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. He called it sultan. You have to have a vehicle, a sultan, the highest powerful vehicle. What is it? It is the vehicle of Sharia. It is the vehicle of حقيقة. It is the vehicle of معرفة. It is the vehicle of عزيمة. The vehicle that Allah gave Sharia, everyone try. You have to reach the highest level of Sharia, not to be lazy. When we want to pray, we are lazy. When we want to go to a movie, we are so energetic. Yeah? We made arrangement and called the people and our friends and buy popcorns and I don't know what you take inside. In order that you spend money, you waste your money and all what you are seeing is garbage. Instead of spending 2 hours or 3 hours making reading Quran or reading Hadith, which is better? So Sultan al-Sharia is the king of worshipness, is to hold it in our hands and do whatever we can do. Then Sultan al-Hakika, the reality. You have to know the reality. Reality, as Sayyidina Ali said, رأس الحكمة, the head of reality, head of wisdom, مخافة الله, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear of, not fearing from his hellfire. People think today, oh, we are worshipping because we are fearing his hellfire. That is okay, but this is the lowest level of Islam, of Iman. One lady gave a very good example in her life about that. And they say there is no equal rights. From where they brought it? It's a garbage, it's a mind. Something wrong in their minds. That they are saying, oh, no equality in Islam. What's no equality in Islam? Well, no equal rights. Who said that? They have more equal rights than us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Prophet and Prophet told them that الجنة تحت أقدام الأمهات. Paradises are under the feet of mothers. You cannot enter a paradise without your mother, that lady that takes you to paradise. Until Allah asks her, are you happy with him? Yeah, of course, every mother is going to say, of course, if I'm happy with my son or my daughter. When Prophet say الجنة تحت أقدام الأمهات, what does that mean? You cannot enter paradise without the acceptance of your mother. Everyone has a mother. Anyone doesn't have a mother? Everyone has a mother. So what she said? She said that lady, Rabi' al-Adawiyya, that she is famous, very famous in Islamic spirituality history. She said, oh Allah, I'm not worshipping you fearing from your hellfire punishment. No, no. Because you can put me wherever you like. I cannot guarantee for myself anything. And I'm not worshipping you for your love of paradise. I'm worshipping you for loving you, for your love only. I'm worshipping you because I love you. I don't want to be away from your love. Wherever you want to put me, it is not going to affect me because your love, my love to you is higher than that. I will not feel paradise, I will not feel hellfire. I feel only your love. That is one lady. That reality. Sayyidina Ali said, رَأْسُ الْحِكْمَةِ مَخَافَةُ اللَّهِ, the head of wisdom is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a sultan, that is a king, an emperor, to take you to move from universes. That lady moved from universes, moved from the universe of hellfire and moved from the universe of paradise. And moved toward the love of Allah, which has no universe there. There is no direction, there is no limitation, there is no border. An ocean that has no beginning has no end, Allah knows better. We don't know these things. Human being tongue is cannot reach that. Then those who are like that, Allah said, you can reach
what people cannot reach. You be able. So it is our duty to learn how we can be pious and sincere. Then our tasbih and praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not stop. When we know in every moment, when they came to her, to that lady at Rabi'ah al-Adawiyyah, and said, Ya Rabi'ah, you have to marry. You cannot be alone, lonely. She said, I'm busy. Today, people, they don't say I'm busy. When it comes to marriage, they be the first runner. It's not only marriage. In countries, there are countries that you don't think marriage, you go beyond that. Dating. If someone speaks with someone, if a lady speaks with a man, oh, that man will be flying. Many of our youth are being dumped into this problem of this liberalism. To be open. Open what? Open-minded? Open-minded for what? That's not open-minded. This you are open hellfire for you. So he said, I'm busy. She said, I'm busy. They said, well, you are busy. You have a husband. She said, no, I'm busy. What you are busy with? With istighfar. You are busy with istighfar? She said, yes. Every moment of my life I'm saying, Ya Rabbi, forgive me, I repent. When she's at home, she doesn't go out, people get her food. She's someone that Alhamdulillah, Allah gave her and she was rich because her first husband died and she's lonely. She has no one now. She said, I'm busy. I don't want to marry. Then I waste my time to take care of him. I'm taking care of myself. When I clean myself, I will ask you to marry. I am not. They said, why? She said, I ask you 3 questions. You answer me, I will marry. And they said, what is these 3 questions? She said, simple. When I die, the moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Israel alayhi salam to come and take my soul, is he coming with punishment or with mercy to take my soul? Anyone can guarantee that? Do you know when Israel is coming? Even we don't know when he is coming. If we know when he is coming, we will be running. Instead of more worshipping, we will be going and running, doing our wills. In order not Uncle Sam will take them. So everyone will try to do something. Is not? So she said, I'm going to die and Israel is coming, and is he coming with punishment or mercy? You answer me, all scholars, then I will accept. How whom they know, no one knows. She said, leave that in the grave. When the 2 angels come and ask me about who is your creator, who is your prophet, who is your messenger, what is your religion, and what is your book, which one is your book? These 2 angels are sitting there, Ankar wa Nakir. Are they coming with punishment or are they coming with mercy? Who knows? No one knows. Leave that in the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call me and tell me, come, my servant. He will call me with mercy or with punishment. When you can answer this question to me, I will be free for gets married. I'm now busy asking istighfar, asking repentance. So this is a lady giving such answer to scholars. And they listened. And they accepted. Equal rights or not? More than equal rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go back to what we were beginning, is that everything is praising Him. And Allah likes everything to praise Him. And Allah wants us to praise Him. And Allah wants us not to praise ourselves. When we praise Him and we reach that reality, then He will shower us with His mercy. Why praising is important? It's a tool. As we were discussing yesterday, Allah sent His Messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to humanity. Today if you go if a general is being sent to fight the aggressors, if an army is being sent, they send with the army all kind of equipment. Allah is sending Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving him no equipment or tools.
Allah gave him rahmatan lil alameen.
Allah gave him the whole mercy for humanity. He said, "Ya Muhammad, this is for you. I'm giving it to you. This is your ummah, do what you want." If Allah said to Sayyidina Muhammad, "You are my mercy, the manifestation of my beautiful name Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim is on you, I'm dressing you with that and sending you to humanity," there is no tools with that. There must be infinite number of tools that Prophet ﷺ will guide the ummah. It's not only physical tools. When you go to a battlefield, the generals, they hide a lot of their equipment because they don't want the enemy to know about it. There are hidden tools. You think Prophet doesn't have hidden tools for his ummah against Iblis? When he says he is mercy for humanity, Allah says to him, and Iblis is the enemy of humanity, which one will win? The enemy or the one who is not the enemy? Allah is with the enemy or with the one that is rahmatan lil alameen? Of course he is with the rahmatan lil alameen. Means Allah is with his messenger. Allah supporting Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why his ummah is saved. Don't think his ummah is going to be going through too many difficulties in the day of judgment. He is going to be our lawyer, our defender. Allah will give him the shafa'ah. "Ya Muhammad, I judge everyone, this is your shafa'ah. The shafa'ah I'm giving to you, you do what you want. Anyone you want to send to paradise, send. Anyone you don't want to send to paradise, don't send. Send to hellfire." What do you think? Prophet is going to send anyone from his ummah who say, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ala Muhammadin wa sallam"? He says, "Man salla alayya marra sallallahu biha alayya ash." If one prays me one time, make salawat on me, Allah will make 10 salawat on that person. You think Allah's salawat is like our salawat? Our salawat is a plastic salawat. It's an imitational salawat on Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending on us 10 salawat, real one from Him to us. Do you think that real salawat when Allah dress us with that, any fire can touch us? How? We are being covered with that dress, anti-fire. This fire marshal, when they go to, when there is a fire and they go to put the fire down, what they dress? They dress coats that does not affect them, the heat of the fire. Allah is dressing us with this salawat that He made on us, because we made salawat on Prophet. Allah is making salawat on us, giving us fire coats in order that fire will not touch us. Even one salawat in your life is enough to save you. You are Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummatul Marhum is a merciful Ummah. O Muslims, be happy. Be happy that you are Muslim. Be happy that your messenger is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not anyone else, although we believe in all of them. We love all of them. But he is Rahmah, he is mercy. To us he is mercy. The other prophets, they are mercy to their ummahs, to other nations. But for us as Muslims, he is our prophet and he is merciful for us. Allah dressed him with that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him what he did not give anyone. So these tools that Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough for us to reach the shore of safety. What is required from us? Because we cannot do like Awliya Allah, they do like Rabi' al-Adawiyya. We gave example of a lady that she was a saint, that she was a pious servant to Allah. I didn't mention men also. There are a lot of men like that. Dunya never less from these people. Always there are these people around the world. If we don't see them and don't recognize them, it doesn't mean that the world is empty from them. They are there. They are everywhere. According to some sayings and traditions, there are 124,000 saints. They are spread everywhere. They are the inheritors of 124,000 prophets. As Ibn Abbas in his explanation of Surah Al-A'raf. All Muslims, we are not going to enter in that technical situation, but we have to know that these awliya Allah are praising Allah in every moment. And Allah said, everything is praising me. Means praises are needed. And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Oh, praise me! It's okay. And praise my beloved servant Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I and myself, my angels are sending salawat on him. Send salawat on him. Then we have to send salawat. It's not only to do one salawat and that's it, or 10 salawat and that's it. It's continuous. Whenever you are free, do salawat. When you are driving, do salawat. When you are going on plane, do salawat. When you are walking, do salawat. When you are working, do salawat. Isn't that better? But when we do salawat, unfortunately, when we are sitting behind the TV and watching the news, we take the beads in our hands and make salawat. Isn't that? All Muslims, I was going to speak about the importance of Fatiha in our lives and how it cured people from sicknesses. But before that I was going to go into it, but came Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Alhamd, so praising to Allah, so it entered in that subject. But inshallah next time. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فوزا للمستغفرين أستغفر الله. الحمد لله حمد الكاملين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه فقال عز وجل من قائل مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الناهي أمته عن دار الجحيم مفخر العرب والعجم مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد. يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعز كلمة هذا الدين وأذل الشرك والكافرين إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا كريم يا ستار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم سهل لنا أمورنا وفرج لنا كروبنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Before we make iqama, I would like to ask two or three people, if possible when they are free, these calligraphies that we have here, if they can put it on the walls. And there is at the end there surah from Surah Al-Nur, or verses from Surah Al-Nur, that they can put it in sequence around wherever they see fit. I hope there will be some volunteers to do that. And I would like to thank a lot Rada for his helping in this renovation of this place. Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قائم الصلاة.